KQED.
Ask almost any small business owner these days what they could use more of, and they'll no doubt say cash. And a new microloan program from the Small Business Administration will soon inject about $30 million into the hands of entrepreneurs. San Francisco-based empanada maker Paula Tejeda could benefit from one of those little loans. In the meantime, she's taking her Chilean meat pastries and hitting the streets in search of hungry customers. Robin Takayama joined her and files this report.
It's Friday evening, and Paula Tejeda's workday has just begun. Her small kitchen storefront in San Francisco fills with a savory scent of cumin while she slides another tray of empanadas into the oven. Although Tejeda keeps the vegetarians happy with her cheese empanadas, she says her bestseller is the traditional Chilean beef.
Usually, actually, in Chile, the meat is minced, is cut into little pieces. With the onions that have been sautéed with the cumin and the paprika, you sprinkle raisins and you put an olive, and you put a slice of hard-boiled egg, fold the dough in the traditional fashion that you see here, which is a little bit square, and then they're baked. And, okay. So now the empanadas are ready, they're baked. That's the timer going off. They're nice and golden brown. And I will be packing them and putting them on the basket.
Several years ago, Tejeda received a $10,000 loan to purchase the business. But she didn't have any money left over to hire staff, so she had to do everything herself. Exhausted, she closed the business for 6 years while she earned her bachelor's degree. She reopened 5 months ago, but still had no working capital. With the recession hitting small businesses particularly hard, Tejeda knew she couldn't just sit in her shop and wait for customers.
I realized I'm going to have to be very creative about getting my product sold, so I had to go and pack my basket, just taking it to wherever there is groups of people. And I started going to some cafes and bars and pubs.
Then she formalized her street vending venture with a local bar owner. On Friday nights, Tejeda dresses to sell. With high heels, a fitted red jacket, and lipstick to match, she tempts the happy hour crowd with her savory empanadas. Although she has an infectious laugh and a smile that turns heads, Tejeda still needs to psych herself up.
The first couple of times, it was difficult. Definitely, I felt intimidated. But once you start doing it, your focus is on actually selling. And once they start selling, then I felt really great. And it was funny because I'd be walking down the street, and at first, you know, slowly kind of going up to groups, empanadas, empanadas, or at Dolores, empanada. And in a couple of minutes, I'm like, empanadas, just screaming at it and just letting people know I'm here.
But calling out her wares doesn't help if people don't know what they are. So she takes that task on one customer at a time.
Fresh baked empanadas?
No, thank you. Fresh what?
Fresh baked empanadas.
Oh, empanadas. Oh, I thought you said bananas. I'm like,
no,
what?
A lot of people think here bananas. No, empanadas.
What? Are there different flavors or all?
Yeah, see, look down there.
I have a cheese jalapeno, and then the authentic Chilean one, which is the big one, the hearty meal, and it has onions sautéed with cumin and paprika, beef. Yes, I am. I'm the girl from empanada, actually. Another one, sure. Thank you. Yes, it's just fresh made. We just finished baking.
After the first weekend of street sales, Tejeda says she felt like a truck hit her. A full day of shopping and cooking made carrying the basket feel like lifting heavy weights. But despite the challenges, Tejeda says she would rather struggle with her own business than work for someone else.
Although the economy is not doing that great, I think figuring out a way of survival on your own and not depending on a job that could be there one day or could be gone the next is a good way to go and a smart way to go.
And it seems to be working. Her monthly revenue has quadrupled, and she's moving her storefront to a new location with more foot traffic. Better yet, it's on the same block as the bar where she's been peddling, so loyal customers will still be able to find the girl from Empanada.
I have a card and a flyer.
Yay, cool.
For the California Report, I'm Robin Takayama.
Yeah, I make also cocktail size for parties, for events.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, one she passes goes,
You can virtually tag along with Paula Tejeda as she hawks her empanadas in an audio slideshow. It's on our website, californiareport.org.
One she passes goes, oh, but I watch her so sadly.